Will you state your name and date of birth for me?
My name is Justine Parks, and I was born September the 16th, 1918.
So that makes you how old?
86.
And where were you born?
In LeGrand, in the Grand Round Hospital.
I just want to check. Where was the hospital located at the time of your birth?
At the west end of Adams Avenue, where there's a what are they? Apartments now. They didn't tear down the hospital. They just made it into apartments.
Oh.
And as long as this is a trial thing, there were seven siblings, all born at home except me. And I was born in the hospital. And I'm the only one without a birth certificate.
Now, why were you born at the hospital and the others not?
I don't remember. I don't have any idea, but then I think the hospital was new then. And maybe my dad was working, I'm the only one without a
birth certificate. Who delivered you? Do you know what doctor?
Dr. Bacon.
Dr. Bacon?
Mm-hmm.
And he practiced medicine in LeGrand?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And did your mom tell you any stories about your birth or about being in the hospital?
No, I don't think so. There were so many at home that they had to take care of, because I'm the fifth in line.
I have seven.
Mm-hmm.
And what house did you grow up in town?
We lived in several different places. I think my family lived on Main Street when I was born, but we lived undoubtedly they rented, and I don't know why. They only they were old people by the time they bought a house.
Mm-hmm.
So I never did know why. You don't talk about your finances when you're little.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
What elementary school did you attend?
Central.
Central? Mm-hmm. And where was Central located at the time?
Well, it's where the middle school is now.
And was it a one-story, a two-story building?
Two-story. Mm-hmm. At least two stories, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And were there inside bathrooms? Was it an outhouse?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
So it was plumbed?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And do you remember about how many students were going to school there?
Oh, we were averaging, so I imagine about 25 to 30 people.
And what grades?
I went through all eight of them.
At Central?
Uh-huh, at Central. And the high school was right next door to us. So it wasn't.
So how many kids in your class?
I would imagine there were 25 or 30.
Mm-hmm. And did you bring your lunch to school?
I don't ever remember bringing my lunch to school, but I must have, because I can remember gravy sandwiches. Yeah, and peanut butter sandwiches. But undoubtedly, there wasn't a big deal about sandwich, about lunch.
About lunch. Mm-hmm. So they didn't serve lunch at school?
No. Mm-hmm.
And as far as books and that type of thing, did you share books with the classmates? Or
I think that somebody donated the books or something. Really, the only book I can remember having was a geography book. And it must have been about the fourth or fifth grade. And it was a big book. And I walked to school, of course. And I can remember sliding down 4th Street during the snow time on my book.
On the book.
And I think that book curled up because we had it forever when my parents were alive. But I'm sure that I wasn't supposed to ride on the geography book, but it was a big book, and you could sit on it and ride it.
What other subjects do you remember learning in school?
Oh, I don't know, but I must have had a lot of them. My mother was she didn't go to high school, but she did go to a business school. And she was very particular about the language that we used. Very particular. So I learned to speak right.
Properly.
Mm-hmm. We never used any bad words. I think if my dad did, he got reprimanded, because we never were allowed to say bad words.
What type of activities did you do? Did you play out on recess?
Oh, lots of things. Ball games. Hopscotch. Rope.
Jump rope,
uh-huh. I don't know. But we were, you know, there was a lot of different things for us.
And was there any after-school activities?
Not as long as I was in grade school. There was after I got in high school.
Mm-hmm. And did you, with high school, what class, or did you have any after-school activities that you did?
Oh, yes. I was in anything that had music, and I was in it.
What types of things?
I was in what do they call them when they're black people?
Jazz, were you in a jazz choir?
No, it's when you painted black.
Oh, I don't know what that's called.
Oh, yes. Of course, they don't allow that anymore. But, okay. But anything that would sing, I was in it.
So were there musicals at school?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lots of them.
And were there plays, that type of thing?
Uh-huh.
So did you play any instruments or?
No, I didn't. And my parents had a piano, but I didn't ever play it. I could pick things out of it, but I never did play it.
So you sang?
Uh-huh, sang.
What other types of activities? Did you play any sports?
No, not that I could tell. It was competition or anything like that, no.
Just for fun?
Uh-huh.
What about school dances? Did you have?
Oh, yes. not the school dances, but there was dances in two or three different places downtown, like the Eagles and they were open to young people. And I don't think, if we had to pay for it, it was only a nickel or a dime.
What type, did they serve refreshments at the dance?
No, mm-mm, never. Of course, I don't know whether they were drinking or not. No, I never got refreshments. But some people, and my mother did too, when we got through dancing, several of us would go to different homes and have cake or pie or whatever, refreshments.
And what type of music did you dance to? What type of dances?
Guy Lombardo. Those, well, yes, there was a high school band, dance band, and they played. And all, the only one I can remember was Reuter. Okay.
And do you remember any of the dance moves that you did?
Nope. Mm-mm. Waltzes and stuff. Mm-mm. But it came naturally. You know, you didn't have to learn to do anything. That just came naturally. And what else?
And was there a lot of courting going on?
Not that I remember. I wasn't without friends at all times. I always had friends. But I sure don't remember whether the people were going with each other or what.
Were you involved with any other social clubs?
No. No.
And did you attend church during your childhood?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
And what church did you attend?
Presbyterian Church. And when my parents moved to Union or wherever they moved, I had four different flats that I had attended Sunday school 4 years. So I was doing pretty good. But that was one of the nice things that we did.
Mm-hmm. Where is the Presbyterian Church still here in town, the same one?
Mm-hmm.
And where is it located?
Washington and I don't know.
I think I got it.
It's across, yeah.
Yeah.
From the old fire station.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's still there. Same current church that I went to when I was a kid.
And did you have potlucks, social gatherings at church?
No. I didn't go if there was. But there again, if they had special Bible study or whatever, I always went. My mother was a Seventh-day Adventist and my dad was a Baptist, so you can see.
So you went to the Presbyterian Church?
Right. I got a good divorce. Diversify, yeah.
Now, what house did you grow up in during your school years?
Well, on Jefferson was when I went to school up to Central School.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1932, my parents lost the house. And I don't know. I understood that if they rented it, but they had to get out of it. So my brother-in-law got us a house in Island City. And we moved to Island City in, yeah, when I first went to high school. And 2 or 3 days before we went, we opened the high school. In 1932, it burned.
Oh, what caused the fire, do you know?
Yes, it was set.
Uh-huh. And did they catch who?
Yes, mm-hmm. He served several years in prison.
And why did he set it?
I think he was on the volunteer fireman.
Oh.
So, but that really, my first year in high school was all over town. We had classes everywhere, any place that had a room that we could get into was in, we were there. How they arranged that, I have no idea.
So did you walk in groups then?
Yes, At that time, the Mormon church was in where the Observer is now, and it had a gym, and there was two or three classes in that gym besides down in the church part, and in the city hall there was classes in the city hall, and then there was another place called Holden Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And there were classes in that. Oh. So between classes, you had to go to different
buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did the school burn all the way to the ground?
No. Mm-mm. But it was closed for a long time.
Was it closed for an entire school year?
Uh-huh.
So your sophomore year, then, you were back.
Now there, you bumped into a jam. My parents couldn't afford to send me to school. So I had two sisters that lived in Pendleton. And so I went to Pendleton and lived with them my sophomore year.
And then you came back for junior year.
And then I came back here for my junior year. And by that time, the high school was built. But I folded right in with everybody, you know. I knew everybody, and so it wasn't a bad thing for me to come back to school.
Tell me about your house on Island City Avenue.
Oh, we were across the street from the school where it is now.
Okay.
And it was a big, anyone now wouldn't have lived in it. It was just a big shed, but we made do. There was four of us that lived at home, yeah. And really, I can remember, my bedroom was upstairs, and I can remember snow coming in on top of me at night.
How did it come in?
Through either the windows or the cracks in the side.
So there was no insulation?
No insulation.
And how much snow would end up in your room?
Just barely. I can just barely remember waking up in the morning. Gad. You wouldn't have lived in those kind of places by now. But my dad was out of work.
Was it during the Great Depression?
Uh-huh. 32 and 33, uh-huh.
And was there electricity in the home?
Yes, there was. And we had a telephone. I have often remembered we did have a telephone. And why, unless my dad was connected to the railroad and had to have a telephone so that he could be called. Why we had a phone, I don't know.
And did you use the phone often?
No. Mm-mm.
And when you did use the phone, was there an operator that connected you? How did that work?
I kind of remember, yes, there was. But I was a little kid, and mm-hmm. kids didn't do those kind of things. That was only for parents. So I don't ever remember using the phone, except, well, I think I had a girlfriend that I could call. But it wasn't one of those things that you, like they do now, hang on to that phone. Ooh, that makes me mad.
And was there an indoor bathroom?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I was wrong. It was outside.
Mm-hmm. So was it an outhouse?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And how far away from the house was it?
Mm.
Pretty close?
No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. You wanted to be sure be warm when you went out there. No, it wasn't. But it was covered. I would imagine it was a good 20, 25 feet, something like that, away from the house.
Now what about taking baths?
We had a great big barrel, or a tub.
Mm-hmm.
And until I moved over here, I had a tub like that, a galvanized tub. What we took, and we had to warm the water on the fire, on the stove, cooking stove, and pump it from the pump.
So you had a pump inside the kitchen?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We were lucky. What else?
Who now, who took the first bath? Did you use the same bath water?
No, we didn't. We were, my brother was little, 3 years younger than I was. And my little sister was 6 years younger than I was. No, I don't think so. I never remember having a bath with them. I can remember my mother taking a bath, though, and she was a big, fat woman in that galvanized tub. And she would call me once in a while. I don't remember how many times, but she'd call me once in a while, and I'd scrub her back. So, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Hey, you know, you don't think about those kind of things. So I don't, yeah. Oh, dear.
How was laundry done and that type of thing in the home?
By hand. My mother had a wash tub. No, not a wash tub. Board.
Mm-hmm.
And she, but heavens to me. You know, you only wash your underwear maybe once a week, but never anything any more than that. I can remember when I had a wool dress, a nice wool dress, and I can remember it being washed on weekend or something like that, but there was no drying, there was nothing to do about it.
Where would you hang it to dry?
On the back porch.
Even in the winter?
No, I don't think so in the wintertime. But we were very careful about it because it was wool, and it shrunk. So, yeah.
What did your father do for work?
He was on the railroad. Well, really, on the railroad. He was connected to the railroad. But he was off work for, two or three years. He worked for farmers. He worked for doing everything. I remember he dug somebody's cesspool for him, and he smelled. I can undoubtedly remember that. But he milked cows for somebody, and the person, when they had a cow, they gave it to us. So we had milk. And those were very depressing times, but we didn't know we were depressed. We were just getting along real good. Everybody was in the same boat.
So there was always something to eat.
My mother was real good I never remember being hungry. And we had a garden. My dad was a real good gardener. So she canned a lot of things. And she was a good cook because we weren't hungry.
And did your mother work outside the home at all?
No. Mm-mm. But she was a good seamstress. She could make over things. I had an aunt that lived in California, and she would send us a box of things maybe once or twice a year, and my mother could make over the dishes, the things for me, because I was the only one at home, or something like that, and so make them fit, mm-hmm. make them look good. She was real good about that.
So after high school, did you go to college?
No. When I went to school over in Pendleton is when I met Robert Umbarger. And he had a job, and he had a car, and so I married him the week after I graduated from high school.
And tell me about your wedding. Where did it take place?
It was private, in my own home, in our home. And my brother-in-law's sister performed the marriage.
Really?
Her name was Josie Bach, but she was a minister, and she performed the marriage. Out of that marriage, I was married for 8 years, and I had 2 children. And then it broke up.
And then did you come back to LaGrande?
Uh-huh.
And then lived
with my parents.
And then you met your second husband.
Yes.
And what was his name?
Ivan Parks. He was he had just gotten out of the service. He had performed overseas and just got home. And he was a manager of Safeways. But there was 5 managers in Safeways. And at that time, and of course it'll be this war time too, everybody is entitled to their job when they come back home. Let's see what happens with these people. Because there was 5 managers in Safeways, and he knew he was going to be out because they couldn't keep him. And he was relief manager for several times. But his sister had married a man, a railroader, and the brother-in-law, Clarence, mm-hmm. was killed in the railroad accident. So there was a compensation or insurance from that injury. And so Ivan's sister, I don't know whether she sued the railroad company or what, but she had to go to Los Angeles for a hearing. And so she did go to Los Angeles for the hearing. And she got quite a sum of money for that injury or death. So she had that much money. And I had my divorce money. And Ivan had the wherewith. So he didn't have any money after he got back from the service. But we had enough money, gathering them all together, that we bought a church, bought a store in Union. It was a real small store, not much bigger than my room right here. But he was a good manager and a good man. So had that store for about 3 or 4 years, and then the dance and the skating rink in Union came open, and so we bought that. So we moved in a little tiny store into a big, we called it a superstore, but you wouldn't know it by now.
Mm-hmm. Now in your first store, what type of, did you sell all grocery items, dry
yes.
goods,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
meat?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you get your meat from?
Valley meat, and it was local. But they butchered their own meat.
And did they wrap it for you?
No, we wrapped it ourselves.
And who did the wrapping at your store?
Me.
You?
A lot of it, But it wasn't individually wrapped until a person bought it,
mm-hmm.
and then it was wrapped. And I ground a lot of hamburger and a lot of sausage. We did custom cutting, too. Anybody that wanted a cow or a deer or an elk, we would cut them out for them.
And package them?
And package it, uh-huh.
And where did your dairy products come from?
Oh, there was at least two different dairy people that brought us milk. And I don't know whether, no, they
came in glass quart
mm-hmm,
jars.
Mm-hmm. And I saved several glass bottles for years because you don't get the glass bottles anymore. I had to give them up when I come over here.
And eggs and that type, you sold that type of thing too?
Oh, we bought eggs from different farmers, and we had to candle them and all that kind of stuff. We had a lot of,
Did you package the eggs yourself, or did they come packaged from the farmers?
No, we packaged them. Uh-huh. They were coming 15 dozen. Mm-hmm. You know that.
Well, when I go to the grocery store, it's an egg, 12 eggs. And
yeah. Yes. And we had to separate the large and the small, those kind of things, weigh them. They don't do that anymore in the grocery stores.
No.
Mm-hmm. But we did.
And did you have butter and that type of stuff?
Yes, and it came directly from the creamery.
Now, is it already packaged, or did you have to?
Yes, they packaged it, uh-huh. But there was a creamery in Union.
Really?
Uh-huh.
What was its name, do you remember?
No, I don't. Uh-huh.
But that's where your butter came from?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And your vegetables, where did that come from, your fruit?
There was a produce house that would bring it to us. Now, where all they got it, I don't know. But we had all kinds of vegetables and fruit.
And dry goods?
Uh-huh.
How were the dry goods stored? Were they already in packages, or did you
mm-hmm.
package them up?
No, they were already packaged. Came in cases. So we had shelves to fill every day. I don't know.
What was your least favorite job of running the grocery store?
I really don't know. No. I really don't remember.
So when you moved to the bigger store, were you able to offer more items?
Yeah, no, well, yes, uh-huh, more items, uh-huh. And then we had at least one or two. See, there was the three of us, Elvie and Ivan and me.
Mm-hmm.
And we could hire at least one more person. And most of the time it was one and a half. But we had boys. Elvie had a boy that did the delivery, and we had a couple of boys that delivered, and helped us in the corner store. And believe me, when they started to go to college and they said that they had worked in a grocery store, they were welcome. Mm-hmm. So they didn't have any problem.
When you say they were delivery, what did they deliver groceries?
Yes. Mm-hmm. People come and buy the groceries, and Safeway is doing that now, but you have to pay for it. But we didn't have to. You didn't have to pay for it. You get your groceries and pay for them in the store, and then we would deliver them. We got a few telephone calls, mm-hmm. and for delivery, but not many.
And do people shop on a weekly basis, usually?
Yes, I think so. We had a few customers that were in every day, mm-hmm. but we loved them.
Did you have a bakery?
No. Well, the bakery. Oh, the bread men would bring bakery stuff. Okay. You're making me think.
Good for you. And when you delivered groceries, because when I think of grocery stores, I think of brown bags, plastic bags. Mm-hmm. Did you guys use, what did you use to deliver?
Boxes, mostly. Mm-hmm. Mostly. Because they were easier to handle and quicker. But we saved every box that we ever had.
And how long was the grocery store open for?
Oh, every day, except for Sunday. Mm-hmm. And when we first were over there, Union had a stock show. Mm-hmm. And we closed for the stock show. But at that time, LeGrand was closed on Friday afternoon, when everybody had a parade, and so we closed, and we would, you know, during a stock show, but they don't close anymore.
No. Mm-hmm. When did you finally close the store completely?
Oh dear. My husband was sick, and we put it up for sale, and we sold it to a guy that gave us a sob story that he didn't have the money today, but his grandma was going to die and he was going to get the money. Oh, crumb. So we suffered through that part of it, and he went broke. He just walked out of our store, closed the doors, and let us have it back. Well, we couldn't handle it. Couldn't possibly do that. So we put it up for sale again, and then there was another guy. And that didn't work either. So we did not make any money on our grocery store. You know, when you sell something, you're supposed to make money on it. We did not make money. The guy that was going to take the closing had told, you know, I didn't get to go. Then he said that we were lucky to have anything left. We didn't even get any money out of the building. So I haven't had short-term jobs that he would do. He peddled the Observer for a little while. He peddled Senior Meals for a while. But he wasn't able to do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And so I was 55 years old and had to go to work, change entirely. So I applied for a job, a number of jobs. And the employment office had a fund that if I was 55 years old, I could go to work and they would pay me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I applied at the county courthouse and I got a job with the county judge.
Hello.
Hello. Would you like some ice water?
No, thanks.
All right.
And the county judge hired me for, 3 months or something like that. So I went to work for him. And employment office paid me. And then the county picked me up on the 1st of September. And I worked for 10 years. For the county judge.
What did you do for the county judge?
I acted as a secretary. I went back and took typing lessons at night.
Mm-hmm.
So that would help. But I was more or less oriented to the public anyway. So I knew a lot of people. And I worked out pretty good for him.
And what was the judge's name?
Meisner.
And the courthouse was located in Union?
No, here.
Here.
Where they tore it down.
Where was that at? Do you remember?
Oh, it was, yeah, behind the Catholic Church.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, okay. That's about the only way I can understand. Because they've torn it down since then. And I cried. Anyway, he was real good to me. Because anything I would do wrong, if I ever did anything, knowingly did anything wrong, he would say, well, maybe I didn't discuss that, or maybe I didn't tell you how that was. So he was so kind to me.
And how many judges were at the courthouse at the time?
At that time, there were 3. But Judge Meisner didn't have anything to do about the judge part. He was he had charge of all of the, employees. But it was there's 2 other judges, the juvenile judge and the senior judge, but he didn't have anything to do with the rest of them. So it was just an employee.
Mm-hmm. So when you were working for the county, were you still living in Union?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And where in Union did you live?
I moved out. Just a couple of years, just a year ago, on Delta Street.
And how big of a house was it?
A 3-bedroom.
And I'm sure it had running water and
all the things.
All of that.
Yes, uh-huh.
And did you attend church in Union?
Yes, when my kids were home. We went to the Methodist Church in Union. But then after my kids were all gone and Ivan was gone, I come back to the Presbyterian Church.
Were you involved with the Methodist Church a lot? Did you attend?
Yes, as long as my kids were there.
Did you attend ladies' groups?
No. I was working.
Yes, you were?
Yeah. Uh-huh. From 12 hours a day. You didn't work your 8 hours. You always worked 12 hours. You're lucky to have a day off.
So, did you see some big changes in Union from the time you moved there, from when you left and moved here?
Well, when you're involved in it, you really don't pay that much attention. But yes, my husband was a mayor. on the city council for years. But, but when you're involved in it, you really don't pay that much attention. Since I've been over here and watched the newspaper and talked to my friends over there, they know it seems to me like it's really changing, but it really hasn't.
And did your husband, what were his duties as the mayor?
To absorb all complaints. he didn't do book work or anything like that.
How many terms was he mayor? Or how many years?
Oh, I think two, at least two.
So after you retired when you were 65?
I was 55.
When you retired?
Oh, when I retired from the court job.
So what did you do during your retirement years?
Oh my gosh. We had an RV and went south. During the winter. So we had kids down there and we could go see them and we traveled some. We went to Arizona like everybody else does. And, oh dear. Well, that was about what we did.
And in the summertime, were you involved with any type of groups in Union County or?
We were always busy. I don't know what we did. Oh, yes, we were in Good Sam's. So that was a group.
Uh-huh. And what did Good Sam's do?
Go camping.
And where would you camp at in this area?
Oh, we camped everywhere. In a group, there was 10 or 12 or 15 of us that had campers or RVs,
mm-hmm.
and we'd all go together. We went lots of places. I think they're still quite active.
Do you have any recollection of Hot Lake?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. We danced in there. We went to dinner in there. I was never in any of the rooms, but then when was it? I'm so glad that they are restoring it.
Mm-hmm.
When there was a bunch of us girls that were walking, after I retired, and they were all retired, and we walked. We decided that we'd like to have Bill Gates come and take over Hot Lake, but we never got enough courage to write to Bill
never
Gates.
Never got the letter written?
Yeah. But I think that people are doing a real good job of it now.
So what type of dances?
Just the ballroom dancing.
Did you get all dressed up for it?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Did you have dance cards?
No.
No.
Just a group of us would go. My parents had their anniversary there. I don't remember what anniversary it was, their 50th anniversary. It must have been their 60th anniversary or their 55th anniversary, and we had it in the Hot Lake.
Do you remember when it had both wings or just the main wing? Because at one time part of it burned down.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
Uh-oh.
I don't remember when it burned. But. So you remember dancing and having dinner?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But then, I don't remember who the orchestra was or anything like that. That might have been just a record. But I do remember going over there dancing. We square danced there a couple times. besides the ballroom dancing. But it was hand in, real nice. We enjoyed it.
Did people come from all over the county?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It was real nice. What was the man's name that ran that? He wasn't a doctor, but he was called a doctor. Oh, shucks. A little bit of a... Huh. Oh, well.
After the dance, I mean, after, didn't it turn into a solarium or that? What did it turn into, an old...
Old folks home. Yeah, a lot like this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what he planned on having done when he bought it. So there was old people there. But at one time, long time ago, before my time, they grew their own vegetables and they, you know, they were self-sufficient over there.
It's a huge building.
Uh-huh. And once, well, I was with the courthouse, there was somebody that was going to make a hot house. Well, I want to say that.
Like a hot bath house?
No, not a bath house. They were going to grow vegetables.
Oh.
And... because the water, you know, is hot, so they could go, and they were talking about tomatoes and cucumbers and all kinds of things growing over there, but that didn't work. And there was a couple of guys that were in the corner, would be with my county judge from California someplace. And they had such big ideas and dreams about what they were going to do. And I think they had quite a bit of money in that.
Mm-hmm.
But they went broke or they didn't do anything more about it. So that was one of the things I did. I had to interview them or whatever. That was my job. And I liked them. They were full of BS, but then...
But you liked them.
But I liked them. I didn't have much work, use for them after I found out that they were so full of... They had all kinds of big ideas. Well, I think the people that have it now have got better ideas.
I think they got the right idea.
Yeah.
Well, can you think of anything else that you'd like to share?
Oh, you mm-hmm. pumped me far enough.
I have pumped you pretty good today.
Yes, you have.
I'm going to turn this off. All right.